Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to ePac Prefab Technologies Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call hosted by PhillipCapital Private Client Group. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Shah from PhillipCapital.
Good evening, everyone. On behalf of the PhillipCapital Private Client Group, I would like to extend a warm welcome to all participants and thank the management team of ePac Prefab Technologies Limited for giving us the opportunity to host Q1 FY27 earnings conference call to discuss the company's quarterly performance and business outlook. From the management team, we are pleased to have with us today Mr. Sanjay Singhania, Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Rahul Agarwal, Chief Financial Officer. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Sanjay Singhania for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, good evening, and thank you, Anuj. So I welcome all the investors and stakeholders into the investor call for Q1 FY27 earnings. So very happy to tell you that ePac Prefab, as a company, we have maintained our track record for quarter-to-quarter growth. So this quarter as well, the revenue growth of the company is about 25%. So we have grown quarter-to-quarter as compared to the same quarter last year. And also, one of the key achievements for us in the last quarter was the growth in the order book. So in the order book, there was a growth of 150%. So as compared to 240 crores orders that we booked in the Q1 of last year, this year, we have been able to, in this quarter, last quarter, we have been able to book 580 crores rupees of orders. So this kind of order book gives us a lot of confidence and visibility for the year and also the ability to execute our projects faster and also justifies the investments that we have made recently in expanding our capacities. And some of the most prominent orders was, like in the last quarter, we received one of the biggest orders ever of 165 crores from a renewable company, and we are making the solar cell and solar module plant for them. Similarly, we received our first order from an automobile company for making the manufacturing plant for them and a few other orders from existing customers like Waaree Energies and Horizon for the warehousing. So we, as ePac, continue to grow, and our execution remains the forte. Our speed of execution remains the forte, and that has been one of the key USPs of ePac, that the speed of execution has been the differential factor for us, and we continue to gain more and more confidence of our customers. As far as some of the financials are concerned, the total revenue of last quarter, first quarter, was 366 crores almost, as compared to 295 crores of the first quarter of 2025-26. Similarly, our EBITDA has grown from 30.9 crores in the first quarter last financial year to almost 35 crores this year. Though in the EBITDA margin, there has been a little contraction. So EBITDA margin in the first quarter last year was 10.5%, which stands at 9.4%. And we, during our last investor call in the month of May for the entire year 2026, have already stressed upon the fact that due to the commodity price increase coming from the war in the Middle East, there was an abrupt increase in the steel price increase, which was likely to affect our margins. So very happy to tell you that the overall impact in our margin, in our EBITDA margin, has only been around 100 basis points there. So we, through smart management of our purchase policy, sourcing policy, as well as ability to get the price increase from the fixed contracts that we had with the customer has helped us to maintain this EBITDA margin of 9.4%. And also, going forward, as we have always guided the market, our EBITDA margins from this quarter onwards will be normalized at 10.5%-11.5%. And because of this reduction of 100 basis points in the EBITDA margin, the PAT margin was 5% as compared to 5.4% in the first quarter of last financial year. As we speak today, so the total order book for us as on 30th of June 2026 was almost 1,380 crores, giving us a clear visibility for the next six to eight months, and also the run-up for the entire financial year 2027. Because in this financial year 2027, we have targeted a revenue of close to 1,900-1,950 crores, which would be almost a growth of 30% over the last financial year. One of the important developments, another important developments in the last quarter was the increase in the capacity utilization. So all our four manufacturing plants, they were running at almost full capacity. The total average capacity utilization of the prefab division was almost 75%+. And also, the good part has been the ramp-up in the capacity utilization of the sandwich panel line that we had put up in our Mumbai to Andhra Pradesh plant. So there also, the capacity utilization was almost 45% as compared to the utilization of 25% that was done in the last financial year. And the good thing is that we have pending orders for insulated sandwich panels as well. So this will further ramp up in this quarter. And other than this, I think I will hand over to Rahul, who can tell about the financials. So Rahul, over to you.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. So as rightly already pointed out by our MD that the order book continues to propel. We are sitting at a pending order book of close to 1,376 odd crore, which gives us a very clear visibility over the next 8 months of what revenue we could generate. And if you kind of look to our order book pending quarter-on-quarter over the last few years, you will see that there is already a rising trend. In terms of revenue, of course, the EPS business has come back to normalcy. A bit of price increase there as well as a bit of volume, but the prefab business continues to hover around 25% growth, and that's the expectancy this year as well. EBITDA margin of about 9.5%, which there is an absolute EBITDA growth over last year. Similarly, PAT absolute growth, EBIT absolute growth. However, the fact that the margins were subdued because of the West Asia crisis, which we already called out in the first call, and that's expected to normalize, right? In the quarter to come, that's expected to normalize. If you really look at our line-by-line item in our P&L, you will see and appreciate that the cost increases have been mostly on account of scale in terms of employee benefit or other expenses. And as we go into the year, as we kind of have been able to do 47% in H1 and 53% in the last H2 over the last few years, if we continue to do that, these margins are going to get normalized. And the guidance that we had already guided the market of about 10.5%-11% EBITDA margin is most likely to come through. So with that, I'll now hand over the call to Anuj to kind of ask a few questions and then open the call to our investors.
Thank you, sir. So coming on to the revenue growth outlook that we had guided in Q4, I mean, obviously, we've done close to 24% on the top-line front in Q1 FY 2027. And do we remain confident of sustaining this 25%-30% kind of a growth for the entire financial year of FY 2027? And where will this growth actually come from? I mean, from which end-user segment? If you could just tell, sir.
Yeah. For this financial year 2027, we have guided the market towards the revenue growth of almost 30%, and the order book of balance order book of 1380 crores in hand gives us a lot of confidence that we'll be able to very easily achieve this target. Most of the orders at this time are coming from energy sector, so be it the renewable energy, the transformers, the wires and cable industry, and also our conventional industries are typically the logistics. So logistics is contributing about 24 to 25% of the total order book for us. Similarly, auto is contributing about 10%, and few other like commodities like cement and steel.
Okay, just a follow up on this, sir. So within these segments, which end user market offers the most favorable margin profile for the company? Does the margin profile stay similar across all the end users, or there are few segments which offers more superior margin profile among the end user segments?
Yeah, typically the margin profile remains more or less similar, because we have a competition in all the bids that we do. So we don't work that way. Typically for us, it is the margin that we do on a tonnage basis. So irrespective of the factor, it remains same for us.
Okay, understood, sir. Coming on to your margin profile, sir, as in Q1 only, I think there was a contraction of nearly 100 basis points due to elevated increase in input cost. Do we expect margins to normalize towards the 10.5-11 kind of a band that we used to do in the previous financial years? Do we see those margin profiles actually shaping up to be better for the entire financial year and for coming years forward?
Definitely, yes. The margins will definitely come back to the old level of 10.5%, close to 10.5% from this quarter onwards, the increase, the impact of the commodity price increase is now behind us, and most of the new orders that we have booked are based on the increased commodity prices. So I'm very hopeful that we'll come back to the earlier margin profile of 10.5%.
Okay. Coming on to your order book and order inflow, what has been the order inflows, particularly in Q1, and how does the bidding pipeline overall look for the remainder of the year?
Yeah, so the overall capex cycle in the country is very strong right now, and also the fact that we could have the single biggest order with us that we were looking for a very long time, so it has also brought out a very positive sentiment amongst the team as well in the market, and it shows our ability to take up bigger projects and execute on time. So very happy to tell you that in the last quarter, it was one of the best quarter in terms of order booking for us. We booked about 580 crore rupees of orders last year, in the last quarter, as compared to just 240 in the same quarter last financial year. So it has been a big ramp up in terms of order booking, and also our average order size now has increased tremendously. So it means we have the ability now to focus more on bigger projects, and also the concentration of the company in terms of efficiency of the manufacturing plant will also increase now. So these are the multiple benefits we expect from this growth in the order book and the average increase in the size of orders.
Okay, sir. Coming on to the export front, the company has managed to secure export orders worth approximately 2.5 crores during Q1 FY27. In terms of size, it would be quite negligible, but it really marks an encouraging start, for EPAC in international markets. Could you please elaborate on what could be the export strategy going forward over the next 2 to 3 years? What are the geographies that we are particularly targeting, and what level of export contribution does the company fire over, say, 2 to 3 years kind of horizon?
Yeah, so again, last quarter was the start of exports for us. We have exported sandwich panels, so insulated sandwich panels we exported to Africa and African nation, and it has been a good start point. And similar to the sandwich panels, now we are also in discussion with few other players for the structural steel PV buildings as well. We are ramping up our We are developing our go-to-market strategies. We have ramped up our team for export sales. So very difficult to tell, you know, like what percentage of the total business will be coming from exports in the next 2 to 3 years. But I'm very hopeful that it will be a sizable portion. But in the early days, you know, very difficult to comment, you know, how this will fructify over the next 2 to 3 quarters.
Okay. So coming on to your data center business opportunity, could you please provide some light into, you know, company strategy for data center business, particularly with, you know, now formation of EPAC data center solutions? What are the opportunities that we are targeting? How should, as an investor, we think about the revenue contribution and the proposed 75 crore investment that we've made into other subsidiary? How big, you know, this opportunity could turn out for EPAC in terms of, you know, meaningful contribution to its overall revenue?
Yeah. So we are very bullish about the data center opportunity on two accounts. First is the existing product line that we offer to the data centers. So in the data centers, you know, like this insulated sandwich panels, the Rockwell sandwich panels is already being done by us. We are doing some 4 or 5 projects already, and we are getting repeat orders also. In the last quarter, we got the order from Adani as well for their upcoming data centers, in which we would be putting up this insulated sandwich panels as a wall and building facade system. And similarly, in the last quarter, we also bid for 2 data centers, the complete structure of the data centers. Unfortunately, we could not, you know, go get those orders, but we are strengthening our design team and the sales team on this. Very hopeful to book substantial, at least, you know, one data center on a complete turnkey basis for pre-engineered building in this quarter. And then, you know, like the idea of floating a separate company, the CPAC Data Center Solutions, is we understand that most of the hyperscale data centers coming up in the country, they will go ahead with the DSMA, which is the design for manufacturing and assembly. So there will be a lot of, you know, like opportunities for companies like us who have expertise in structural steel fabrication, insulated sandwich panels, and who also have the capability to develop you know, newer products in the building and construction industry. So in this data center, there are hot air curtailment zones and cold air curtailment zones. There are pipe spooling and P&M module and a lot of other things in which our structural steel capability plus a certain, bought out items, electrical items integration will be an opportunity. So to tap into that opportunity, we have floated this separate subsidiary, which will focus on developing the products suitable for the data center market, as well as, you know, like we should have a clear focus on tapping more opportunities, not only in India, but outside of India as well, for this kind of products used in the data centers.
Okay, understood, sir. I think last question, sir, from my end, what could be the peak revenue potential once, you know, this incremental capacity of 50,000 metric ton per annum comes on stream in Gujarat? And the incremental capacity which has already come, you know, for sandwich panels, what could be the peak revenue potential, sir, after the expanded capacity?
Yeah, that's a great question. So peak revenue potential post our Gillot plant, that is the second insulated sandwich panel line, central sandwich panel line, and one more line of structural steel fabrication we are putting up in Mambatu, and the Vitlapur plant for 50,000 ton. The total revenue potential would be close to 2,700 to 2,900 crores.
Okay, so this is a blended peak revenue potential including PB and the sandwich panel, correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay, understood. Now we can open the floor for our question and answer session. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shubhi Gupta from Trinetra Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. So my first question is that the order book that we have, how much of this is fixed price and how much do we have passed through mechanism? Because we were able to sort of mitigate the steel price increase. But the current order book that we have, how much of that is what is the proportion of fixed price versus pass-through mechanism?
Yeah. So most of our orders are fixed price mechanism orders only. And the pass-through doesn't work because we procure raw material at a different point of time, and then the production and the logistics and installation at the site happens. So it creates confusion with the customer. So it's better to have a fixed price contract. Yes, when the prices go up abruptly, it creates a kind of a risk for the company. But for us, we set off this risk by booking orders almost every week. So whenever we book the order, new order, it is always based on the current prices. So that is one way we protect ourselves from any commodity price increase. So even though if you see in the last 4 to 5 months post the war started, the raw material prices, the steel prices went up by almost 12% to 14%, 15%, but the impact on our balance sheet was just 1%. So that is how we are managing.
Sure, sir. So my second question is that with this great data center opportunity that you just talked about, are we looking at better margins for this opportunity, with this segment of opportunity?
My sense is definitely the margins should be better, but these are early days for us. We haven't done one single project for the for products that I was telling to you regarding the hot air curtailment zones and pipe spooling. Yeah. It's the early days, but yes, the margin profile should definitely be better in this.
So how much, if you could just quantify a bit, broad range, nothing too specific?
Would be very early days. Huh?
Sure. Okay, sir. Thanks. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dheeraj Ram from 360 ONE Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking up the question, sir. Do you see any execution delays probably in 2Q going forward?
The execution is our strength, and we are known in this industry, and we have grown because of our ability to execute better and faster. So I don't see any challenges. Yes, the only challenge in this quarter could be the monsoons. So because of monsoons, the civil works get delayed. But as far as our role is concerned, I really don't see any major challenge there.
Okay. And on this data center opportunity, sir, could you quantify what percentage of your products as a data center order, and how much could be this opportunity for you?
See, right now, as I said, we do this insulated sandwich panels for data centers. So the total order book, if we talk about, it may not be major. It may be just 4 to 5% of the total order book right now. But the way the market is shaping up and the way we see the opportunity right now, we feel that just as renewable energy has become a big source of revenue for us, we have been able to get big orders there in the last 2 years. We see a similar kind of a growth coming from data center opportunity as well. Besides the construction of the data centers, as I said, we are also looking in for some of the product lines there to be developed there. And the product lines are hot air curtailment zones, pipe spooling, and PNM module. So these are under development stage and designing stage.
So, sir, when you fully launch your products, what percentage of a data center order would be?
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Dheeraj. Your voice is not audible.
Can you hear me now? Am I audible?
Yes, yes, I got your question, Dheeraj. Actually, it would be too early, too premature to really tell how much percentage. But again, the opportunity that we have in hand, and also some of the discussions that we have had, I would say it will be substantial. It will not be, you know, like minuscule. It will be substantial opportunity we see there.
Okay, okay. And sir, could you let us know how much of your order book currently is from existing clients and how many new clients you've added maybe in past 9 months or in past 1 year, or if you can pick it off?
Yeah, typically for us, you know, existing clients contribute around 40%, 40 to 45%, because not every client will have a repeat order or would not make a, you know, like factory every year. So it is around 40 to 45% for us. And number of new clients would be difficult to, you know, like I don't have the numbers ready with me, but yes, in terms of revenue, the balance would be coming in from the new clients.
Okay, and last question, sir. How do we see the order inflow for FY27? If you can give that target, and from which sectors as a percentage you're expecting?
Yeah, I think we have guided the market in the month of May that total target for us in this financial year is 2,000 crores. So out of 2,000 in the first quarter itself, we have done 580 crores. So now, you know, balance 1400 is something we have to achieve in the next 3 quarters. But I believe that, you know, like this quarter two also is going to be a strong quarter for us. So close to 50% or maybe more than 50% of the year's targets should be able to be achieved within this first 2 quarters. As far as the industries are concerned.
Yeah, see,
one of the promising sector in India is definitely the entire energy sector, which comprises of renewable energy, wind, and then transformers is again, you know, like a lot of investments is coming up in transformer, then wires and cable industry, fiber optic. So this is one, you know, industry which is growing really well. And also some of the traditional industries for us has always been logistics and warehousing. So it always contributes around 20 to 25% of our order book. And I think going forward, you know, it will remain the same. And automobile is another industry, you know, which is a regular automobile and FMCG is something which is a regular kind of a bread and butter for us. And similarly, you know, like some of the other big opportunities coming from setting up of newer plants by the likes of CGHW or AMNS. So that also presents a good opportunity in future for EPAC prefab.
Okay, got it. Thank you, sir. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nitin Jain from Fair Value Equity Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. My first question is, you have provided a full year EBITDA margin guidance of around 10.5%. I would like to understand how this trajectory of margins would be. Like, would we achieve 10.5% by the exit of FY27, or should we see these kind of margins from Q2 onwards itself?
I think you will start to see improvement in the metal EBITDA margin from this quarter, second quarter onwards. But yes, full year guidance that we have given is 10.5. I am very much sure that, you know, we'll be able to achieve that.
Right. So it would be safe to assume that Q1 EBITDA margins are kind of a near term bottom, and we should be increasing margins going forward, right?
Yes. Because, you know, we have, you know, like I think 4 months back, we have clearly told the market the possibility of a dip in the EBITDA margins because of the commodity price, you know, increase. So we estimated about 200 basis points reduction in the EBITDA margin, but we have been able to maintain it at 100 basis points.
Good. So my next question is on the data center business, data center venture we are planning. So it would be great if you can elaborate how this 75 crore would be utilized. Any approximate timelines that you have in mind, and whether we would be taking on any new debt for this to fund this venture?
See, right now what we have done is, you know, like we have formed a separate entity to look into this opportunity, which is obviously, you know, like we feel a huge opportunity for us. At this time, we do not have a concrete fund utilization plan or, you know, like funding plan for this. The reason of having the 75 crore equity plan is basically to set up a manufacturing facility. So we have to get the land in place before we can actually plan for product development and things like that. So with that purpose, you know, like we have earmarked 75 crores for now. But again, I think we'll need around next quarter, by the end of this quarter, you know, like we should be able to have the real numbers in terms of total investments and the location on which we are going to set up the facility and the total visibility in terms of, you know, revenue from that new facility.
Right. And do we plan to take on any debt for this? Or will it be funded through accruals?
It depends. You know, at this time, I think, you know, we have not been able to chalk out a complete funding plan. So it depends. But yes, looking at the opportunity, if we need to raise some debt for that, we'll do it. But again, I can tell you, you know, it won't be a very high kind of a substantial debt. It will be quite reasonable considering the size of the company.
Right. And you have a good net cash balance also, I suppose.
Yes.
Given the
yes.
March FY26 numbers.
Yeah.
Right. Great. That's helpful. My last question is the orders in hand for the sandwich panel business. They seem to have declined quarter on quarter, like from 4 lakh square meters to 3.2. And if we look at the capacity utilization as well, that also has been flat around 44 to 45% quarter on quarter. But management has guided to increase the capacity utilization in this business in FY27. So my question is that still on the card? And can you provide a timeline how, like quarter-wise, it might increase?
Yeah. So if you see our last financial year, you know, utilization was close to 25%, whereas in this quarter we are close at 44%. So there is definitely an increase in the overall utilization. And you also correct that, you know, the figure of 4 lakh that was given earlier has now come down to 3.2 lakh. But that 3.2 lakh is for the continuous sandwich panel line at our Mambattu plant. The earlier figure of 4 lakhs was for our Greater Noida plant as well as for the Mambattu plant. And this is only for the Mambattu continuous sandwich panel line. And, you know, like if we deliver this 3.2 lakhs alone without booking any orders from today onwards, still the utilization of the capacity would be 70% plus for, on annualized basis. So this year, the line will be definitely utilized for more than 70-75%.
Okay, that's very helpful. So the Mambattu and Greater Noida order book as of now would be how much, sir?
In terms of sandwich panels, it will be around 4.7 lakh square meters.
Okay, so if we compare Q4 to Q1, we have increased from 4 to 4.7, the order book in hand for this.
Yes.
Right. Okay. That's very helpful. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kanish Gupta from SS Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Very good afternoon to you. My question would be, sir, your Q2 FY26 order book to revenue ratio was 1.5x with an 8-month completion cycle. But your own FY27 guidance of 2000 crore order book against 1920 to 1950 crore revenue compresses that ratio to 1x. So by your own numbers, your order book coverage has nearly halved. So what explains that compression and how are you thinking about rebuilding that ratio going forward?
See, I think there's some confusion in the sense that when I talk of 2000 crore rupees orders, so it is the new orders that we are going to book. Huh? So there's an opening order book of 1110 crores as on 1st of April 26. So if you add the total existing orders of 1110 plus 2000 if we do, so it will be 3100. And if we close at say 1900 or 1950, so still in the opening of next financial year, we'll have at least 1250 crores of orders.
Okay.
And also to add that in 1950, we are talking about EPS of close to about 180-200 crores. So if you deduct that, what Sanjay ji just now mentioned, the order book pending at the end of the year should be close to about 1250-1300 crores.
Yeah.
Thank you for the clarification, sir. And my second question would be on, as you have consistently described trust and execution speed as your core competitive moat, and your ability to deliver 2 to 3 months ahead of competitors is generally impressive. But your own pipeline conversion ratio sits at 15%-20%. So 80% of the customers who evaluate ePAC choose someone else. So I would generally like to understand what is driving that 80% loss rate, and how do you reconcile that number with the confidence placed in the MOAT narrative?
You mean to say of the total market size?
No, sir, your win rate.
Yeah, win rate, yes. Okay. Our win rate is definitely, yes, you are right, it is 20%, close to 20%. See, you know, like, first of all, we cannot be focusing on 100% of the quotations that we do because our buildings are customized and they are designed to custom. Okay. So it involves a lot of understanding, technical understanding and consultation with the customer. And secondly, a huge effort is required on the part of designing the entire structure. So we cannot be optimizing each and every building we quote. So sometimes, you know, like, we have to be in the race to meet the customer and, you know, like, to quote just to be present in the market, but we cannot be focusing on 100%. So typically what we do is, you know, like, we earmark, say, 30-40% of the quotations that we typically do, and then we focus on projects which make sense for ePAC at that particular point of time, depending on the industry, the location, and also the type of customer. Because we should have the ability to choose the customer based on the project and the customer's, you know, like, seriousness towards their own project. Not every customer is serious. And if you look at our project execution, we are better at project execution because our projects move at a faster pace because the customer wants the project fast. Otherwise, there are customers or there are projects which will go on for 1 year or 2 years without, you know, any flaw of the PB company. So we are very particular about, you know, choosing the customer, and the speed of the customer is something which really excites us.
Sir, is 25%-30% kind of win rates can we see going forward, or is 20% sustainable in the long run?
See, I would not comment that, you know, 30% or 40% is achievable or not achievable. It depends on how you look at the entire, you know, opportunities in hand. Definitely, one cannot, or any company cannot, you know, just grab all the opportunities that comes its way. It depends on our own capacity, our capacity utilization, and there are, you know, projects that we tend to lose because we are already full with our capacities. So, you know, like, and also regionally present. So sometimes, you know, our capacity in the north is available, but the project that has come up in the south, and our south facility is already, you know, completely full. So we cannot take up more projects and, you know, like, create a bad image for ePAC in the market. So it depends on a lot of factors. But I think even 20% hit rate is a great hit rate. Typically, this would be in the range of 10%-12% for most of the companies.
And sir, what would be our market share of the organized domestic PEB market as of now?
Yeah, I think by the end of this financial year, our market share would be around 7-7.5%, and the market leader has around 12% of the market share. Not only the organized, I'm talking about the total market.
And our market share as of now?
If you say, as of the recent 26 financials, it would have been around 5-6%.
And sir, lastly, your win rate from existing customers when you bid for new orders from them.
Yeah. What is the win rate you mean to say?
Win rate from existing customers.
Yeah. See, we haven't tabulated that number, what is the win rate from the existing customers, but I would say definitely it will be better than 20%. So it may be, you know, 30-40%, at least double.
If this number would be available in the next quarter, it would really help you double down on your execution speed mode.
Yeah, definitely. We'll note it down. Thank you for this.
That's it from my side, sir. Thank you very much, and all the best for the future.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aasim from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. So just a couple of things I'd like to know. So first, actually on the data center opportunity, so you did talk about it's early days, but can you at least give some sense on your revenue potential, what kind of working capital this business will involve, how it will compare with your base business? And basically, is it ROC accretive versus the 18 to 20% you do currently in the PEB business?
Yeah, very difficult for me at this time to give so many data on this, you know, the opportunity that, you know, we are exploring. And I think by the end of this quarter, I should have, you know, some numbers in hand. So when we meet in the investor call next quarter, then definitely, you know, I would be able to in a much better position to tell you in detail about the total capex that we are going to do, what is the size of the total opportunity, and if possible, on the ROCE and ROE as well.
Okay. Okay, fine. I ask you this question again in Q2. But yeah, I'm sure you would have had some thought process behind before you entered this thing, but fair enough. So secondly, again, around the data center business piece, so of course you would be doing the structures, but you have that expertise per se. But on the other things that you mentioned, you know, the PNM thing, the pipe schools and all, are these also capabilities that the company already has, or is it something you will need third-party players to depend on, you know, tie-ups or maybe purchases from third-party players?
Yes, I know, like, some of the capabilities are already in place within the company. And we are in the process of acquiring some other, you know, capabilities, being in the form of some technical tie-ups or getting people, you know, who have been into this industry and who have been doing, you know, work related to the data centers.
Would you be able to, you know, at least highlight what are the capabilities that you guys have besides the structures bit, and which capabilities you will need tie-ups from?
Yeah. So see, when it comes to the hot air curtailment zones, so typically that, you know, in that, first is the designing and then managing the hot or the cold air. So those kind of, you know, designing capabilities already there with us. And second is, it comes to the shop drawing preparation and detailing. So that also is already in place with us, because the sandwich panels that we do requires a similar capability. And third is the you know, utilization of aluminum sections and polycarbonate and all those materials. So that also we handle in a big way for our modular prefabricated housing that we do. So I've covered about designing and manufacturing. And similarly, exhibition also, most of our, you know, like resources, be it the engineers or the contractors that we have in place for doing this modular housing, they are capable to, you know, like execute the projects for the data center, hot air curtailment zones as well. And similarly, if you talk of the pipe spooling, then it involves fabrication. So our fabrication capability, our you know, knowledge of welding, welding, and, you know, like capability at the manufacturing level is already available. It is just about, you know, getting some equipments in place which would be able to do this kind of, you know, fabrication. And also in the PNM module that we are targeting, about 30% to 35% involves racking structure and fabrication that we already do. Besides that, there will be certain mechanical and electrical parts which integration would be required. So over the last 3-4 months, we have been working on this product development, and we have made a, you know, separate team which is capable to develop this kind of product. So I'm very hopeful that over the next 3 to 4 months, you know, like we should have the capability to do P&M module as well.
Okay, so most of these things would be done by you guys only, right? Either you develop in-house capabilities or something that you're already doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, got it. And just on the order book that you mentioned, the 1380 crores, can you just give a breakup of, or rather, when you just mentioned that 180 crore is the odd revenue that you expect in FY27 of the EPS business, I mean, 180 crores less whatever you did in Q1, that is the order book of the EPS bit for the rest of the year, the balance is PEB. Is this how we should look at it?
You have to, again, maybe reframe your question. I didn't get it properly. 180 crores for the packaging, yes.
So 1380 crores of your pending order book, how much would be the PEB part of it?
100% of this. Because for the packaging, we do not have a pending order book there. It comes on a monthly basis, monthly rolling plan.
Okay, got it. And in this PEB piece, what is the median order size currently, or is it fair to assume that most orders are in the 100 crore or about ticket size right now?
No, it won't be 100 crores because, you know, like we are also doing some small modular buildings and also selling the sandwich panels as a standalone product. So our last year average order size was around 6.5 crores. But because, you know, last quarter we got about this 165 crore order. So now it would be almost 12 to 13 crore rupees is the average order size of the total pending order book right now.
Okay. So, and this would still be the median order, right? Average order can be skewed by the large order that you got. But is the median order also close to the 12 to 13 crore number?
Median may be a little less, I would say.
Less.
Because, you know, as the sandwich panels is increasing, so, you know, like, and modular, the smaller buildings are increasing, so median will be less.
Okay, and just last bit, so of the 100 crore plus orders that you kind of get, or maybe this 160 crore order that you've got from the renewable energy company, would you be the sole supplier, or do such large ticket sizes still involve, you know, multiple suppliers?
Yeah, in this project, we are the sole suppliers. For, you know, they have only two buildings and both we are doing. But yes, there is also a possibility in the future that, you know, when the customer has some bigger projects, they typically also share between two suppliers.
Okay. Thanks. Wish you guys all the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Devang Patel from Samiksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Ms. Ranjali, my first question was about the 165 crore order, which is the largest single order for us. Usually, we execute over 6 to 8 months, but this order, we are executing over 4 months. My question was, is this an outlier or is this something we can do repeatedly on executing on compressed timelines?
Yeah, you are very correct. You know, like the typical timeline for any project is 6 to 8 months. And this order, when we took, the customer wanted the entire project to be completed in 4.5 months. And typically, if you see in our orders, and the civil works that is to be done by the customer plays a huge role. So although this customer committed us that he would be completing the entire civil works within 1 month of, you know, giving us the purchase order, but again, due to monsoon, you know, like there are delays in the civil works. So customer is, at this moment, the customer is unable to give us the desired front. But, you know, like if we get the civil works and the site is ready for us to, you know, just start execution. So as far as the tech prefab is concerned, 4.5 months is a good time for us to design, manufacture and execute at the site level.
Okay. My second question was, a lot of data center and semiconductor plants are coming up in the country. How are you placed to participate in this? Are we thinking of, you know, heavy structures capacity at some point of time? And other part of it is that you spoke about not getting two orders. You can talk of that. Was it on technical grounds or on price grounds that you lost out?
Yes. So first of all, about the heavy structures, we are capable at this moment. Our manufacturing facilities are capable to handle the structures required for the data centers. Definitely, we are not capable to do the ROV or those kind of, you know, railway overbridges and things like that, which requires a much wider span and a much wider width of the web. So, as far as the data center is concerned, our manufacturing capabilities are there. Yes, we lost the two, you know, like prospects that we had, both on account of design as well as on the pricing, because, you know, like we are new in terms of designing, so there was a little optimization issue. And secondly, the pricing also, you know, like we are just learning how to price this perfectly. So on those fronts, you know, we couldn't get it. But sure, you know, like I'm very hopeful that, you know, by this quarter and we should have some order in hand from data center.
Okay. What would be the sizes of these orders?
What is the size? Huh? Typical size, I would say average size would for one data center building would be in the range of 60 crores to 110 crores.
Okay. My other question was, if you can give us the timelines for PV capacity now slated to come up, the second line of AP at Ghiloth and the Gujarat plants.
Yeah. So first of all, the Ghiloth assembly panel line would be commissioned by the end of this quarter. So commercial production likely to start from the next quarter onwards. And the Andhra Pradesh second line should come up again in the next quarter. So starting of next quarter. And about the Gujarat plant, the commissioning should happen in the last quarter of this financial year, and the production starting from April onwards, April 27 onwards.
Okay, great. That's all from my side. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Karan Gupta from ACMIN. Please go ahead.
Hi. Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, so my question is again on the same capacity expansion that we are doing for PEB side. So around 170 or 170,000 ton of capacity that we are estimating for FY27, right? 147,000 is already we have right now. And extra 23,600 we are adding in FY27 second quarter.
Yes.
Right? So that will be operational after the second quarter, right?
Yes. From third quarter onwards, yes.
Okay. And any profitability metric that you can share some light on, because EBITDA per ton or the realization on that basis, I think the numbers are not looking good. The PV realization part, if you look at it's decreasing year over year. On EBITDA margin side that you've guided already 10.5% to 11% kind of thing due to pass through or weekly orders you are getting or repricing the contracts weekly. But on the realization side, what was your thought on that?
I don't understand your question perfectly, but what I can actually tell you is about the gross margin. So if you see, we have been able to improve the gross margin over the last 7 to 8 quarters, and it is only the last quarter that the gross margin has come down by 200 basis points. So I don't understand your question on realization, because like we are in a commodity market wherein the steel prices increase and decrease. So realization per ton, if you're trying to figure out, then the question is different, because it depends on the
EBITDA per ton. I mean, you don't track
EBITDA per ton, is the right measurement or not? I'm not very sure in our business. I can only guide you towards EBITDA percentage. So EBITDA per ton, maybe in case of steel mill, it is a right guidance, but we don't typically it's not a metric for us.
Okay. And yeah, for the sandwich panel, 21 lakh of LSF kind of capacity, square meter capacity, again, it will be operational at the end of second quarter.
Yes.
Okay. So, do you share the breakup of individual cells of the sandwich panels? Or you combine this cells into the PEB part?
Yeah, it goes together as we have said in the past. We have three product lines. One is the pre-engineered buildings. Second is the modular housing, and third is the sandwich panels. So typically, this sandwich panels product line can go in with the modular housing as well as with the pre-engineered building. So very difficult to segregate them in terms of revenue, but you know, we are for the sake of the transparency to the market, we are giving separately the order in hand for the sandwich panels, and we are giving separately the utilization of the sandwich panel line.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kaushik Pan from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Okay. So my first question is, sir, whether the growth prospect, what you have mentioned, that it remains 30% plus beyond FY27 as well, another 3-4 years?
Okay. And what's the next question?
My next question is whether our below sandwich panel line capex is on track, and what is the potential revenue in FY27 from it?
Yeah. So first of all, you know, I will address the first question about the growth of 30% beyond 27. So typically, if you see in any country, you know, like the fabrication requirement is around 12 to 19% of the total steel produced. So in India, if you see last year, 164 million tons was the total, you know, like production. And for us, what happens is about 80% of our raw material is the flat products or the long products that we say. So it accounts to around 12 to 19%. So that is the opportunity that is available to us, you know, in terms of the overall market size. And now going forward, as per the capacities that are being added by the steel mills, so by 2030, and the total capacity of the steel in the country would be around 300 million tons. So if I consider even at the most pessimistic side, it would be around 36 million tons of fabricated steel would be required. And, you know, like, so that gives us a lot of confidence in terms of, you know, like, beyond 27, that whether we would be able to maintain 30% growth or not. So even if we grow at 30% beyond 27 till 30, so still, you know, we would be able to reach only around 0.3 to 0.35 million from a market which would be around 36 million tons for the fabricated steel. Obviously, this entire market of 36 million tons would be spread across heavy structures that are used towards the railway and all those things, as well as the pre-engineered buildings and few other conventional fabrication structures used across various industries.
Okay, so basically it's a reasonable bet.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And also see, what is happening is PEB is pre-engineered buildings are contributing just 3 to 5% of the total overall construction right now, even for the industrial and logistics and other buildings. And the moment, the way the, you know, like pre-engineered buildings are being accepted these days for the high-rise buildings, so it presents a huge opportunity in terms of commercial, institutional buildings, schools, hospitals, and obviously this data center and this parking lots are a huge opportunity for the pre-engineered building industry.
My second question was regarding the yellow sandwich panel line.
Yeah, so we know one typically this one sandwich panel line, the capacity is 8 lakh square meters, and as a thumb rule, we consider 1700 rupees to 2000 rupees per square meter as the realization. So we can do a revenue of close to 125 to 140 crores from each line. So that is purely for the sandwich panels. But, you know, like we also do, besides the product sales of sandwich panels, we also do projects around it, be it the modular or the pre-engineered building project. So if we combine that, then each sandwich panel line, you know, like if we increase the fabrication capacity along with it, I think it can add 250 crores of revenue to EPAC.
Thank you, sir. My third question is the Bombatu insulated panel line. What is the present utilization and what would be the end of the year utilization?
Yeah, I think, you know, we have covered in the last few questions as well that utilization of the quarter one was 44%. And for this year, we have guided the market at the start of the year only that it will be close to 70%. So I'm very much sure, you know, we'll be able to achieve 70% plus in this financial year.
Okay, thank you, sir. The last question is, what is the export order opportunity and landscape you see in the PB division?
In the PB division, huh? So for the PB item, you know, like product, PB product, we haven't done any exports. Only it has been limited to the SAARC nations, be it in Bhutan or Nepal or sometimes in Sri Lanka as well. Recently, we exported the sandwich panels to Africa, and it is just a start. But you know, like it also gives us a lot of confidence that you know the market of Africa is opening up for us. And I think, you know, for the PEB, for the steel structures, we are yet to receive some orders, some good orders from there.
So there lies an opportunity.
There's definitely an opportunity. But at the same time, you know, whatever capacities we are expanding, we are able to, you know, like completely utilize it in the domestic market. So somehow I think, you know, like we need to really focus in a different way or a bigger way for the international market.
And any business in railways?
Railways, no. Railways, we don't have any business right now.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishnu Agarwal from PD Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, Mr. Vishnu, you are.
Great, sir. Actually, so first thing I want to check on the margin, you know, we have shrunk margin on the Q1 FY27 and the uncertainty related to the war is still here, you know, and we are in, you know, Q2, almost half of it. How confident are we actually, sir, to ensure that we will be able to maintain 10.5% margin in Q2 and on, because you have given the guidance for the rest of the year as we will maintain at 10.5 and above margins. So how confident we are for the Q2 FY27 margins, sir?
Yeah. So see, what gives us confidence, first of all, we are very much confident that the margins will definitely improve in this quarter. And what really gives us the confidence, I will tell you. First of all, the orders of the older rates, you know, old rates which we have taken prior to the starting of the war. So most of those orders we have either executed or we have got a price increase. Secondly, the new orders also are coming at the new prices. And typically what happens for us is in this quarter, we'll be executing orders that we have taken last year, last quarter. So last quarter, all the orders had come at the revised pricing and also the previous quarter previous to that. So the quarter previous to that also, now most of the orders we have got the price increase. So it gives us a lot of confidence that this quarter the margins will definitely improve and it will be normalized as you know, as it had happened last year.
Thank you for that answer, sir. Actually, my second question is related to the revenue potential with the enhanced capacity. As you earlier said in the same call, that actually with the enhanced capacity, we have a potential to reach 2700 crore to 2900 crore rupees of revenue. What would be the, you know, approximate timeline when we will be able to hit this? You know, I understand FY27, we are targeting for 1950 crores. So do you reckon actually in FY28 we'll be able to do that?
Hopefully, yes. You know, see, if you look at the utilization, capacity utilization is typically 75-80%. Although in the last quarter four of last financial year, it went above 90%, but I don't think that is a, you know, like a benchmark. So even if we are able to achieve say 80-85%, it will get us somewhere close to 2300 to 2400 crores for the next FY28, and we'd be very happy to, you know, reach at that level with the capex that we are doing at this moment.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. And my last question is related to the data center. I understand actually we have started the still early days for all of us. But we managed to get some project from Adani, as you rightly mentioned earlier. We did lose some actually no prospect, as you mentioned, because of the design and pricing. Who are we really competing with, you know, and we have any kind of like, are they similar kind of companies, or they are actually bigger aggregator? Whom are we really competing, and you know, how do we really develop that expertise so that in the future we will be able to achieve this confidently, bid confidently, and possibly convert them into the real orders here?
Yes, a great question. So in this data center structures space, you know, like our competition is not only limited to the PV players, it is also with, first of all, the EPC players who typically take up the entire project, including the structures. And secondly, it is with the players like JSW has a JSSL, JSW Saberfield Limited, and similarly JSP also has its own wing, which does some high-rise buildings and data centers. So those are the, you know, competition as well when it comes to data center structures.
So, I mean, like, can we actually suppose if they take their trunkey project, will they be able to outsource the, you know, prefab part to us, or is that the way it is working, or they have that capability in-house?
Yeah. So if a EPC player, say, NCC or a L&T or, you know, like SAM India or someone else take up a data center project, then definitely the structure will be outsourced to someone like us. But if a player like JSSL or JSPL takes up, then definitely they are the structure fabrication company, steel company, they will do on their own.
That's all from my side, sir. Thank you so much, and all the very best for the rest of the year, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raman KV from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead. Raman KV, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead. As there is no answer from the participant's line, we take that as the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sanjay sir for closing comments. Please go ahead.
So I thank you everyone, I know, who had participated so actively in our investor call for quarter one FY27, and thank you so much.
Thank you everyone.
Thank you. Thank you.
On behalf of EPAC Prefab Technologies Limited and Philip Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.